Just finally, I mean, ultimately, if the ACCC wins its case against Coles, the upcoming one against Woolworths that you're describing, is any of that going to do anything to bring prices down? Is it going to make a difference?
The regulator wants to see a significant financial penalty, and this applies to both cases against Coles and the planned upcoming case against Woolworths. They also want a community service order so that these supermarkets will fund like charitable food deliveries. I actually think that's someone had some fun with that when they were working out what kind of penalty they were going to apply to the supermarkets. So there's this aspect of holding them to account and trying to get more pricing transparency on those promotions. Now, if they were to win the case, that could have an immediate impact on helping consumers better understand if they are getting a good deal and maybe persuading some to look elsewhere to get cheaper products. So that's one thing. Ultimately, what Australia does need is some more players in there and systems probably online that consumers can really check quickly and work out, you know, where the best place is for them to shop.
Jonathan, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was business editor Jonathan Barrett. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning, and the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.